It's Greg and Dan show on WMBD. Greg Batten, Dan DiOrio. Gretchen Pearsall is our friend. She's Director of Strategic Communications for the County of Peoria. Good morning, Gretchen.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. You guys.
First of all, I didn't know we had a flag.
Dan didn't know.
We don't.
Oh, we don't.
We never had one.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I thought we had one. It got destroyed in the war with Woodford County.
Yeah.
If only it was that exciting.
Yeah.
No, we don't have a flag. This will be a first flag symbol for Peoria County.
So Peoria County, you and your cohorts have been coordinating an effort to take submissions of the first ever Peoria County flag, and then you narrowed it down, so now we're down to three finalists. What is before we get to talking about the finalists, what is the what will the use of the flag be? Why is it important?
Sure. Well, we are looking for a new symbol for Peoria County. We think flags are great. We actually had a high school student, Brady Renault. I'll give him total credit. He came up with the idea. He's just a flag enthusiast, and he's like, hey, we should have one. You know, we need a symbol. We need something for our residents to get behind. It's like, okay. So we ran with it. The board thought it was a good idea, and so here we are now. We're going to use it, obviously, at some of our courthouse facilities in there. But
sure,
it'll also, you'll see it out and about. You know, kind of think of the Chicago flag. You see that thing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, people may not quite be ready to put a county tattoo on themselves, but you do see that. You do see that kind of everywhere. So,
and I could put I could buy one and hang it off on my front porch. I could,
yes, you could
get one of those little deals where I can hang it on my car or my big truck. I could just drive around, Danny, with it on the back of my truck, that kind of thing. Dan and I could get a giant one and drape it out of the 12th floor window.
That would be great. So you can see it crossing the
bridge. Yeah, when you're coming in from Tazewell, you'd see it on the Greg and Dan Show studio window.
Yes, definitely point it toward Tazewell. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, Greg and I are looking at the three finalists, and we both kind of like the first one. But I'm also thinking, what would be the most intimidating in case we have to go to war with Tazewell County?
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that
these are important things to consider.
These are things to think about. So the three finalists can be found online, and we'll tell people where they can go. And voting is open now. It started yesterday. And then the winner will be announced later in October. But tell me, can you name the people that designed the first three? The final three?
Sure. We haven't put their full names out there at the moment.
Yes,
but,
we don't want to skew it.
Okay,
Greg,
can you give me first names?
Yeah. We have Gavin H. of Peoria. Well, actually, they're all from Peoria. Cameron O. of Peoria and Aaron B. of Peoria. So
we got a Gavin, a Cameron, an Aaron.
Yes.
Everybody's name ends in N. Interesting, Danny. What do you make of that?
Mm.
I think there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
I think they are all the similar numbers of letters in their name as well. I think there's something going on here.
I think, you know what I like about the story that she said?
Yes.
Is that it was a high school student
who's
a flag enthusiast.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
don't run into many of them.
No, you don't.
But they came up with an idea, and I like the fact that the county board listened
to
a high school student and said, that sounds fun.
And that you got, how many entries did you get total?
We got 42 ended up with.
That's actually kind of remarkable.
That is.
That's, that's a lot.
That was a great number.
Yeah, that's a great number.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do people vote? So, and obviously, this is radio, so they can't see them. They all have some element, by the way, of the river in the last three, which is good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do we vote?
Yeah. Easiest way is to go to peoriacounty.gov. There's a big banner on there. It'll take you right to the flag contest.
Well, that's easy.
And you can vote that way. You can also, if you don't have internet or if you want to just kind of see them in person printed out, all of the libraries in the county have the displays, and you can actually vote there as well.
I like that. Or at the courthouse, you can.
And
do
when
it
will
too.
We know the winner?
Yep. Always come to the courthouse.
Yep.
When will we know the winner, Gretchen?
We are unveiling the winner October 22nd, it's a Saturday, and our friends at the Peoria Riverfront Museum are also hosting a 10-year celebration that day, and they're going to let us join them, and we're going to be part of their celebration.
That's
that
fun.
Day.
This is a very fun thing. I like this. By the way, voting does end on October 2nd, so you do have to hustle up
a
little bit.
Got to get in quick.
Yeah. All right, Gretchen, have a great weekend. I can't wait to see the flag furled out our window, Danny. And here's what I want to do. I want to get big enough that we block the view of the guy that lives below us on the 11th floor.
He may like the shade, though.
Yeah, he might. It might be nice. Might be super nice.
The Do we need a theme song like the Space Force one?
Well, I'm wondering if we could just retool the words of the Space Force song and just put in county words.
By the way,
Let's do that.
If you're just hearing this for the first time, this is not from a 1930s film.
Or from Russia.
Or from Russia. Or from a Mel Brooks movie. This was actually crafted by the armed forces. They got the most, as a general said last night, I think it was on CNN or MSNBC, generals aren't the most creative people. They got the most uncreative people in a room. They listen to this and they go, that's it. That's the Space Force song. That is the new Armed Forces Space Force song. And we're not joking.
If I feel so inclined this weekend, and maybe if I have enough equipment to do this, I will rewrite the words for Peoria County.
Yes. Yeah.
It'll be the Peoria County fight song.